The video we're going to introduce to you now is about a chair exercise. We already had this video because it was taught in my Envision Process training course. And I want you to promise not to make fun of my hair. So we have a great exercise that we did on camera. So Mark is going to splice it into this introduction, and I'm going to tell you why you want to use it. So embodying how you want to feel is really the best way sometimes to change the way you do feel. In this series and module 6, you're going to notice I've referred a number of times to Mark and me being on the Bulletproof Diet and being ornery and detoxing together. So I used us as an example in a couple of the cards. I today, which is why we got along so well, and like we never stay angry very long and we don't even fight, but okay. But I was coming to the table a little ornery. So I had to sit my goblins on a chair. I had to allow myself to be there and spew. And then I knew the person that I wanted to become was the person that was sharing with Oracle School. So I sat in this chair knowing that this chair's energy was what I needed to become. So I put my negative energy on another chair, and I sat in the chair that I delegated as the positive chair. So we're going to show you the video from the Envision Process training so that you can get a taste of how to do this. And you can do different types of chairs. I will write that in your PDF, or you already have the PDF. I'm sorry, it's already written in your PDF about different ways to utilize the exercise. But it's so profound, so effective, and you can do it anytime. See you in the next video. Don't make fun of my hair.
Lesson 4, Segment 7. This will also be accompanied by a video so you can see how this actually works. And this is a chair exercise. Most of the students that have studied with me for a while have done this. They will tell you how incredible it works. And it's something you can't really wrap your head around until you actually do it. So you're not going to be having a dialogue in this exercise. Rather, you're going to physically connect to the energy of three aspects of you. This is a great exercise to shift a client even over the phone. I did this recently with one of my clients, and I made him sit in different chairs in his boardroom when he was in a really difficult mental space when we started our session. I knew I couldn't get through to him at all if I wasn't able to at least move him out of his state of mind. He's very, very receptive to Envision. He loves it. And so I was able to shift him over something huge. I mean, I'm talking like really, really, really difficult for him to get through. He was amazed at the progress we made in 15 minutes and left the session, I'm seriously, a completely different guy. So you're going to need to line up three different chairs. The one in the middle is your chair. And so sitting down, the one on the right is your goblin's chair, and the one on the left is going to be your observer's chair. The chair in the middle represents your personality as it is. So when you first sit in the middle chair, you just state your name and generally how you're feeling. So I'll say, I'm Colette Baron Reed, and I'm feeling pretty good. Then, when you sit in the observer chair next, you get neutral and tune into the expansive self that is well and curious. All is well and curious. So I'll go there, and I'm now the observer. And I notice for me, I get calmer and more relaxed. You feel more expansive. Now go back to the middle chair and notice the difference, which should be subtle at the very least and strong at the most. I know for me, I'm almost kind of jumpy and in my chair and very calm and grounded in the chair of the observer. Okay, now we're going to sit in the chair of the goblin. Now you're going to close your eyes and just allow the narrative and all the emotions associated with the goblin there. And instead of seeing the goblin outside of yourself, just picture this energy sitting right inside you here in this chair. You are the source of this. So you're listening to the goblin chatting away in your own voice. So you're tuning into the emotions and pay attention to your posture and how you change physically. So if I say, Goblin, are you there? You will be able to say, yes, I am here. And allow yourself to embody the uncomfortable, sabotaging energy. Now let's go back to the observer chair. Sit down. Identify that you are separate now from the goblin energy or the challenger energy. You should feel very, very different. And go into your personality chair. Which chair would you prefer to sit in? The one on the left, the observer, or the one on the right, the goblin? Now we're going to do something interesting. We're going to move the goblin chair far away from the other two. All you have left is you, your chair in the center, which is now on the right, and the chair on the left, which is the observer. Well, how do you feel now? Really identify that that other chair that holds that other energy is further away from you. Whenever you feel off, use the chair exercise to identify a different energy to choose and to diffuse the compelling quality of the familiar discomfort. It really works.
Hi, I'm going to show you one of my favorite exercises to be able to move past a challenger voice, move right out of the energy of it, so you can get restored to that really great feeling of empowerment. So, we start with three chairs. I'm in the first one. And this is the chair where we call it your persona chair. This is where you say out loud, I'm Colette Baron Reed, but you won't be saying that. So you just say, I'm Colette Baron Reed. I feel pretty good today. You know, I'm struggling with a few things, but all in all, I'm good. I live with my husband, Mark, and two dogs. Just some details about yourself is what you say in this chair. To the left of me is the chair of the observer. So here I identify my personality and little few things about me. I own and claim the chair. Here is the chair of the observer, and then here is the chair of the challenger voice or the goblin. So we're going to change energies. Here's pretty neutral, you know, although I do feel kind of like, now I'm going to go over to the observer chair and really get in tune with that. Watch me do it. All right, so here we sit in the observer seat. And if I tune into the observer, I'm not Colette anymore. I'm the observer. I'm the one inside Colette, the witness self that sees her and everything else. So I'm just going to tune into that and tell you what it feels like. Well, I notice I'm a lot calmer. I don't have that kind of antsy Colette energy anymore. I'm just really, really, I guess, yeah, neutral. An energy that's neutral and a lot more soulful. Very meditative. Okay, now we're going to show you how to sit in the goblin chair or the challenger chair, depending on the language that you want to use with your client. Goblin chair. Okay. So here is where I'm going to connect to a particular narrative that's been happening with me this morning, which is that I feel like a big fat cow. True. So I'm going to tune in to all that and everything that it entails in that energy. Oh, I feel really pissed off. Yeah, I'm really, I feel contracted and I'm mad at myself and just physically I just feel tighter. I'm really uncomfortable. That's really what I can say about this chair. And I can't even hear the narrative. I'm just, there. It just gives birth to so many other ones. It's so different. All right, so when you've felt enough of what you felt, that's when you're going to shift again. So first thing is you identify the personality chair. And I actually want to get out of this chair to keep talking to you guys, so I'm going to move. So the real reason that we do this exercise, the whole purpose of it, is to separate out various states of mind and create a physical experience of them so that we can make a choice. Once we embody something that's negative and challenging, we now know that it can be moved aside, which I'm going to show you how to do in a second. So here we started with my personality, and I really felt like a bag of jumping beans right there. As soon as I moved into the observer seat, I got so calm and completely forgot, by the way, which challenging narrative I was going to work on. So in that chair, I don't have a care in the world. I'm very calm and extremely accepting of all the different parts of me. So the part that runs separation and anxiety, of course, is the goblin or the challenger chair. When I sat there, if you noticed, I was really, really stressed out. As a matter of fact, it felt like the one narrative that I had chosen to work on today, because I woke up feeling kind of bloated, gave birth to like 10 more. And I couldn't think straight when I was even talking and showing you the exercise. So you probably did notice that I changed physically in all of these three chairs, that I was a little different in each of these three chairs. And that's what you're trying to do, is to get a different physical experience as well as a mental experience. Why do we do that? So the subconscious gets a chance to go, oh, aha, this is real. Now, we're going to do something really interesting, because I'm going to show you how to completely detach from the challenging narrative without even listening to it. Want to see? So notice there's only two chairs here now. Which ones are they? Well, this one is the chair of the personality. And this one is the chair of the observer. We banished the chair of the goblin. All I did was move it all the way down to another part of this room. And I actually turned the chair around to face the corner. So if I'm standing here and I look over there at that chair, it's not anywhere near me anymore. It doesn't bother me anymore. I have two choices now. I like these two choices. I don't have a connection now to that energy at all. The narrative doesn't exist for me, especially if I go back and sit in the observer and go back and sit in the personality chair. I develop a relationship between these two and temporarily put the one of the challenger on ice. And it works. Try it. So guess which chair I chose to sit on in the end? That's right. The observer chair. The place in me that knows how to get neutral and calm is the one that I'm going to choose. And why do I choose that right now? Because I started my day off all wonky. I now moved that part of me across the room. Even my personality was a little too jumpy today. Right now, and maybe for the next hour, I'm going to sit in this chair. I'll work from this chair. I'll get ideas from this chair. I can be compassionate to all the parts of me from this chair. So, which chair would you choose to sit in? Let's do a quick recap of the exercise. You're going to need three chairs. The middle chair is the chair of your personality. That's where you identify yourself as you, your name, and a few details about what's going on in your life that day, and physical details of your surroundings. Like I said, my husband was in the room, and so were the dogs. Then, on the left, that chair represents the neutral observer. That chair is when you sit and you connect to a much more calmer, observant energy. We know what that feels like. We've done it often enough now. But now you're going to sit in a chair where that voice lives. Then you're going to go over here to the goblin chair. That's the chair where your challenging narrative sits. That's the voice embodied in your body in that chair. You're going to feel how it feels. Identify the difference. So you have sat in all three chairs knowing full well that there is a different energy in each chair. After that, then you push this chair, the chair that belongs to the goblin, into a corner or as far away from you as possible, and turn the chair so that the back of the chair is facing you. What does that do? Well, that helps you understand spatial distance. You are no longer in proximity to that challenging narrative. You're not listening to it. The only choice you have now is to look at the observer or the personality. Then you make a choice. Which chair? Well, you're going to want to get your client to sit for a while in the neutral observer. The more they sit there, the less impact even the personality has on them. You saw me, the jumping bean girl. I'm so calm when I sit in the chair that relates to my observer. And I don't want anything to do with the challenging narrative chair. My goblin can go and sit and stare at the wall right now. Most importantly, don't analyze any of this. Feel the energy. You will see this work. I know it.